This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the Iowa State Fair is a place of celebration, tradition, and community pride, but this year's festivities are unfolding against a backdrop of economic strain. For many farmers walking the fairgrounds, the joy of reconnecting with friends and showcasing agriculture is tempered by worries over rising costs, tight margins, and an uncertain market outlook. The atmosphere is still vibrant, yet conversations reveal the weight of one of the most challenging farm economies since the crisis in the 80s, part of the broader economic squeeze affecting rural and urban Iowans alike. We talk about some of those concerns with Iowa Senator Joni Ernst coming up next.
I'm Scott Schullity, host of the Cowguy Close on RFD-TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says her time at the fair has been filled with conversations from farmers sharing concerns over shrinking profit margins, unpredictable markets, and the strain of operating in a tough ag economy. She noted that she was joined on the fairgrounds by two members of President Trump's cabinet, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin and Small Business Administration Secretary Kelly Loeffler, part of a larger lineup of four cabinet officials visiting the fair this year. Earlier in the week, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins took part in the Iowa Governor's Charity Steered Show and delivered some agricultural announcements.
Well, I'm hearing a lot. I'll be here today with Administrator Lee Zeldin, who is the EPA Administrator. And so, of course, we all hear about regulations, how that impacts what we do every single day, whether it's in agriculture, small business. We also have Administrator Kelly Loeffler, the Small Business Administrator. I was with her all day yesterday, and we were walking around the fair, and a lot of people excited about the work that she's doing. So I'm hearing about ethanol, of course. It's always a big push for us. But also how regulations are impacting all the folks here exhibiting at the state fair.
When it comes to the EPA, farmers have no shortage of concerns about the future of ag and the value of products. Whether it's biofuels and renewable volume obligations, or maybe it is the ongoing argument for the last four administrations over who has control of the water in our land, and also environmental stewardship when it relates to things like crop protection. Senator Ernst says it's important Administrator Zeldin hears these concerns directly.
Well, all of the above. I couldn't have put it any better, Dustin. So there are so many things that impact our daily lives here in Iowa, many states like us. And we just need that time and attention from the administration. And that's why I'm really glad that Lee Zeldin is coming in, is able to see it firsthand. I mean, he's outside of that DC bubble. We've seen Brooke Rollins here at the fair. We've seen Kelly Loeffler here at the fair for small business. We now see Lee Zeldin from the EPA here. They are coming out, they're visiting with Iowans, and they're getting the real information directly from those that this administration represents.
All in all, though, Ernst says her favorite part of the fair is seeing the projects being shown by the kids.
It has been fabulous. We have had the opportunity to go through some of the animal barns, and that to me is the best part of the Iowa State Fair. I mean, I love all these other activities, but to actually go out, spend time with some of these 4-H'ers, the FFA students, and really learn about their projects, whether they're involved in swine or cattle, it doesn't matter. And they do work so hard. So kudos to these young men and women.
For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.